So how do you get into the menu?
Well, you could press Alt.
Yes, I could. So there are a couple of ways to do it. I can press A with 0 twice. That will get me into the menu. I can press an alternate command that Inside Vision has set up, which is .2 with 0. That will literally take me into the menu bar without having to do anything twice. Or I can double tap with 2 fingers on the bottom slider to take me into the menu. If I do that, we're going to hear a pretty sound. So I like pretty sounds. So we're going to double tap on the bottom slider with 2 fingers.
File submenu Alt plus F.
Now, it's at File, Submenu, Alt F. So if I knew, for example, I wanted to go into the File menu without double tapping or arrowing or any of that stuff, I can press A0 for Alt. It's going to say Alt pressed. And then I can press the letter F, which will then take me directly into the File menu. But let's hit the right arrow key.
Edit submenu Alt plus E. Insert submenu Alt plus I. Format submenu Alt plus O. Tools submenu Alt plus T. Windows submenu Alt plus W. Help submenu Alt plus H. System submenu space. File submenu Alt plus F.
If I want to enter the File menu, I can either swipe down on the right slider or I can do 904, which will be a down arrow.
New CTRL plus NN.
So there's new.
New window W. Recent files and folders submenu R. Favorite files and folders submenu V. Open CTRL plus OO. Save CTRL plus SS. Save as Shift plus CTRL plus SA. Save other submenu H. Close CTRL plus F4C. Close all Shift plus CTRL plus F4L. Close and delete unavailable E. Print CTRL plus PP. Quick print Shift plus CTRL plus PQ. Page setup U. Send submenu D. File options submenu I. Find file, F. File properties unavailable, T. Exit X. New CTRL plus NN.
And we're back to new.
That just gives you an idea. There's a lot of stuff in there that you can play with. So if you had a printer connected, for instance, you would be able to print. You can create a new document. You can open other existing documents. You can do all kinds of things from within this file menu. So there's stuff in there you may want to check out. Particularly the send to option can be very neat if that's something that you want to check out.
The one that you might want to be careful is the close and delete option. So if you have a file that you're currently working on that is named, usually if you notice it said it wasn't available, if it had a name to it, you can close the document and you can actually delete the document off of your computer. So if you no longer want it, you can do it in one keystroke or a couple of keystrokes instead of going into File Explorer and finding the document. But then you want to be careful of that command, because you don't want to hit it accidentally because you might delete your masterpiece.
And one way to prevent yourself from having that quandary to begin with is to memorize these shortcuts. There are both menu shortcuts and actual key shortcuts that will allow you to do a lot of these commands. So for instance, save. To save a document, you don't even have to go into the menu. You can hit Control S. So let's say you're working on that masterpiece and you've already originally saved it. You go back into it and it's called My Masterpiece. If you want to just save those changes, you can press Control S, or you can go into the menu, and I believe the command there is just S as well. So you could hit Alt F S, and that would immediately save as well.
Correct. So I'm going to actually save my masterpiece.
Window W, recent files and folders, favorite files and folders, open CTRL, save CTRL plus SS.
And you were correct. It is S. So it said Control S, and it said S. So if I press Enter on this menu item, it's going to prompt me for
Dark
a
plus.
File name.
Save as dialog. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit Alt plus N selected. Hello, my name is Chris.RTF.
And in Jart, it uses your first sentence as your potential possible file name.
A lot of word processors actually do that.
Yes.
They will offer the first line as your name of your document. But I'm actually just going to shorten it up. I'm going to type in
N. Selection A. M. E.
And I think that was trying to say
selection removed.
Or removed.
So if I press enter here.
Names.rtf chart plus screen reader mode. Edit multi-line. Hello, my name is Chris.
And notice that it saved as an RTF. If you had wanted to change that to a different file format, you could have tabbed from there and you would have eventually been taken to a combo box that would allow you to change to something like text, for instance.
Now I have my document saved just in case I forget our names. I can open this document and be reminded.
Before we leave the document, though, let's take a peep at the format menu because I want to show you what happens there.
So how do we get to the format menu quickly?
Alt-O.
So let's try that.
Alt pressed. Font submenu F.
You are correct. So it took us into the format menu, and the first item is font. So if I flick down.
Paragraph submenu P.
Or down arrow. I say flick down, but I'm using the right slider because that's actually what I prefer instead of using the keyboard to do so.
And you know how you can tell Chris is using the right slider? It makes cool sounds. So you can always tell what he's doing.
Because Chris likes cool sounds. I think we already stated that.
It should be obvious by now.
Font submenu F.
All we have in here is font and paragraph. So what if I want to see these fonts or paragraph options? You would need to press Enter. Or, Chris.
Change font. Calibri. C.
You can double tap the right slider.
I can. Yes. So now we've got change font and we've got Calibri. So,
yeah, Calibri is the default or is currently
chosen. So let's down arrow.
Favorite and recent font submenu R.
That's a cool
font manager
that I like.
M. Bold CTRL plus BB.
So if you forgot what bold was, you could go into the format menu and find bold.
Italic CTRL plus II.
There's italics.
Underline CTRL plus UU. More font style submenu I. Font size, 11, submenu S. Font color, L. Font options submenu O. Fonts online submenu N. Change font, Calibri, C.
So let's say I want to change this font. We're going to double tap here or press enter.
Names, font dialog AABBIZZ. Font, combo box. Edit alt plus F selected Calibri.
Now I can down arrow.
Californian FB. Callisto MT. Callisto MT selected instead. Tahoma. Tahoma selected instead.
So we've got Tahoma. And if I wanted to go to Verdana, I can press the letter V.
V. Selection removed.
Now it said selection removed, and I have on the Braille display literally a V. Now if I down arrow.
Verdana. Verdana selected.
There it is. And I can press enter.
Names.rtf chart plus. Screen reader mode. Edit multi-line. Hello, my name is Chris.
Now, because I had nothing selected here, it changed the font from my cursor position to the end of the document. So let's verify that. And we're going to press the NVDA command insert and then F.
Dot pressed. Calibri 11.0. Default color on default color align left.
It did not. So we really didn't change the font. So we have to actually select something first before we change the font.
Or we might be able to type something else and it would type in Verdana.
Right. So let's do that. Since this isn't really a masterpiece, we're going to type in the word not. And I'm actually on the S of is.
S. Space.
So I'm going to hit space.
Space.
And then
N-O-T. N-O-T. T-O.
And I'm going to try the font command again.
Dot pressed. Calibri 11.0. Default color on default color align left.
It did not.
It did not. That did not work.
So Jart might be a little more forgiving for that kind of a mistake than something like Word, because I know that will work. Like with bold, for example, if you were typing along, if I typed in my name is and hit the space bar and then knew at that point of typing my document that I wanted Chris to be in bold, I could hit Control B, type in my name, hit Control B again, and it will have bolded my name.
So your mileage will vary. The trick is to check your formatting frequently, try to make sure it's doing what you want it to do, and you may need to double and triple check things.
Right. This is not the inside one doing that. This is Jart. The commands were working as we would have expected them to work. So the reason that Verdana didn't work when I typed in the word not was because I moved my cursor. If I had changed my font just before typing the word not, then the word not would have been in Verdana as a font, and the rest of your document would have been back at Calibri. If you want to select your entire document, you would press C with 0 and then the letter A, and that will select everything within your document. So if you wanted to change your font to Verdana, for example, you would select everything, Control A, and then go into the font menu to change your font type or style.
Also, if you are a student who is attempting to format something and you have a teacher or an instructor there to assist you, you can always turn your screen on and say, hey, what does this look like to you? And maybe you can pick up some ways to make the process easier. It's going to depend on how you like to do things. You may just want to select the whole big group of text and use a shortcut, or you may want to select that text and go into a menu, do it that way. You may want to just arrow through the menus. You're going to find your own ways of doing things that work well for you.
So if I asked my teacher or friend or whatever, and I said to my friend or teacher, is my screen on? And they would say, your screen is broken because it's off. It's not working. I can't see your screen. How do you turn the screen on?
You press and hold the button, which is the little round concave groove in the screen that looks like a button, little indention, for about 5 seconds. And you'll hear a little ascending tone, and you'll receive text that tells you that the screen is on.
So I'm going to close my little masterpiece here. And to do that, I'm going to press Alt F4.
Alt pressed. Chart plus dialog. Do you want to save the changes to document names.rtf? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
Because my name is really Chris, I don't want to save that change that said not. So I'm going to down arrow to no. You could always press N, or you can sometimes tab to a yes or no button. So it depends on how you want to do it.
No button. Alt plus N. Taskbar.
And you can tell Chris double tapped the right slider because it made those two little ascending tones. You could have pressed .8 for enter as well, or you could have pressed .90 for enter. That's another one we often forget to tell you.